Ksubayis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksubayis Bavli, Daf Samach Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, on the 11th line, Harei Shehoyu. Harei Shehoyu, Shtei Nekevois, Uben Echad, Venat Lavashoina, Issa Nechosim, Ve'espike Hashnia, Litol, Issa Nechosim, Achimei Faben, Ve'bichanina Savar Meimer, Hashnia, Neteles, Issa Nechosim, Ve'ashah Chayokos, Oisai, Ve'shover. If there were two daughters and one son, and the first daughter received a tenth, and the second did not take a tenth of what remained before the son died, Rechayin is thought to say that the second receives a tenth of what remains, and the rest they share equally. Amalei of Yerchanan, Haman b'shalei haya lispalneis b'amhacha, timkeh ashar lispalneis memenu. Rav Yerchanan rejects that. He says that a tenth is when she does not have property to finance herself. However, here, she can sell the rest, means half her half of the remaining 90%, and be financed through it. Rabbi Tavi b'shem Rabbi Yoshia, Taima de Rechanina, in min amashubadim, he gave her, loy kol shekein, meimah shilafanea. Rabbi Tavi, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, said that Rabbi Chanina holds that if a yesomet takes parnasa from mashubadim, or the more so she takes from what is in front of her, in the remainder of the estate, before she divides with her sister. Rabbi Yochanan kedate, dama Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan leigavi. Rabbi Yochanan holds, like he taught elsewhere, because Rabbi Zeira quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that she does not collect parnasa from mishubadim. Man gabi, Rabbi Chanina gabi, who holds that she collects parnasa from mishubadim? Rabbi Chanina holds that she collects. Rabbi Yasa is paked gabi medal yasmin, v'havataman is yasmin boyin mefarnasa, ayel uvdu kaimu velaza, v'kaimu v'shimen v'yokim. An estate of orphans was deposited with Rabbi Yasa. There were girls who needed parnasa. The case came in front of velaza and in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim, Amar Rav Shimon v'Yakim lo mutav she is parnasu mishal avihem v'loi min hasdaka. Rav Shimon and Yakim said, isn't it better that they be financed from their father rather than to be financed from hasdaka? Amar Rav Elazar davar she lo yava lifnei v'riseinu ve'einu v'riseinu noigim v'anu oisem oisem maaseh. Rav Elazar said to Rav Shimon ben Yakim that a matter that if it came in front of our rabbeim they wouldn't touch it, means they were unsure whether or not parnasa is collected from metaltalin, will we do an action? Rabbi Yosi, Ana Yaevlon, Vin Kamun, Yasmi, Avon, Ana Yaevlon. Rabbi Yosi says, I will give to them. If the male orphans will protest, I will give to them, for my money, the amount that I gave to the daughters. Afilu Kain, Kamun, Vleyuan. Even so, they saw, and they did not protest. Rabbi Zeira Bar Kami, Rabbi Yosi, Heich Avdin Uvda. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yosi, so how do we rule in practice? Amalei, Ku Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi answered, we rule like Rabbi Chanina. And a case occurred, and they did like Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Avon, quoting Rabbi Lah, said that if there were two daughters and one son, and the first daughter received a tenth, and the second didn't take a tenth before the son died, we view the property that they will inherit as if it was desolate, is not used to marry off a second, while the second takes a tenth for Parnasa, and the rest they share equally, as Rabbi Chanina said. I'm going to come out to the next Mishnah. Amashlish mois lebitoi vihi aimerth neeman olai bali yafe shlish mashuhushish biyadoi divi Rabbi Meir. But Meir says that if Levi gave money to David for Levi's daughter for a dowry or to buy a field later, and she says, I trust my husband, give the money to him, then David should do like he was instructed. Amar Rabbi Yosi, vihi eina ela sada achas vihi roitza la moicha vahoi moicha ma'achshov. Rabbi Yosi says, even if he bought a field for her and she wanted to sell it, she could. It's as if it's already sold. Therefore, we listen to her. Medu amurim, begadoila, but begatana emase katana klum. This applies to an adult, but the actions of minors are nothing. The Gemara says, mas nisa, we should say, by meres mena irusin avinan, in my meres mena nisuin, asubi mea moidi. The Gemara says that our Mishnah discusses when she said so during irusin, but if she said so during nisuin, even with mea agrees that the third party gives them to her husband. If her father gave the money to a third party during the Nisuin, this is a dispute of the Tanayim. The Meir holds that we fulfill the Mesa's words, and Chacham say that we give their needs, lest they need to take from Stocker. If one person said, give a shekel, means half a seller, to my sons each week, and they need a seller, we give them a seller. If he said, give to them only a shekel, we give to them a shekel. Olamazoina isha uvabonais ben sha'ama tnu ben sha'ama altitnu noisten lahem selah, should say. For food for the wife and daughter, whether he said give or he said do not give, we give to them what they need. Tani Rishim Gamil Aimer, but Meya Haya Aimer, Haimer Tnu, Levanai, Shekel, the Shabbos, Benun, Tosela, Nisenham Shekel, Hashem is Panas, Menastoka. The Vaisa Rishim Gamil says that Reb Meir used to say, if one said give a shekel to my sons each week and they need a seller, we give them a shekel and the rest of their finance from Stoka. The Chachamim say that they collect their needs until the property is finished, and the rest they finance from Stoka. Rav Yosi says this answers the question asked to Chilfe. Amri Hesivun al Gif Naharad Le Afikas Masnaya Dvichia Rava Ben Masnisa Diokuni Le Nahara. They said that he sat by the riverbank and said, whoever will say a brisa from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chiya Rabba, means a tefefta, and I will not bring a source from the Mishnah, they can throw me in the river. Mahava Meimah, what would he answer? Is the source of this brisa from the Mishnah? He asked the Shlish, Mashahushush Biyadeh. He answers, yes, there's a Mishnah that says the third party does as he was told to do with the property entrusted to him. Meisu Yosha Achirim, the brisa continues, if he said, if my sons die, others should inherit in place of them. Whether he said give or he said do not give, we give to them only what he said. Didn't Rabbi Abou, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, say that with all the expressions, a person can be mezakeh except for an expression of inheritance? It helps only for one prophet to inherit him. Leivkan yasun ela yitlun. The answer is, we didn't ask about one who said to others that others should inherit, rather receive. If they were coming bar koyme Rabbi Mana, can the matana if palgan? If they were asked Rabbi Mana, do they argue here only in an expression of a gift? Chasav kol nechasav lishnei bnei adam ka'achas chasav lezeh v'loshen matana ulezeh v'loshen yerusha amar v'loza nekirin shezochav boi v'loshen matana zochazeh v'loshen yerusha. If one read all of his property to two people like one, he wrote to this one in an expression of a gift, and to the other one an expression of inheritance. Rulada says, since this one acquired an expression of a gift, this one acquired an expression of inheritance. Amar Yochanan, Nirin Dvorim Beloshim Matona, Zacha Beloshim Yerusha, Loi Zacha. Rabbi Yochanan said, it seems that the one to whom he gave an expression of a gift he acquired, the one to whom he gave an expression of inheritance did not acquire. Amar Pinchas, Asa Uvdin Kami Rabbi Yomia, Ekeven Dur Rulada, Oma Ufan Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nirin, Halacha Karebi Elada. So Pinchas said, a case came in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said that since the Belazah said from tradition, and Rabbi Yochanan said only it seems, the halacha follows the Belazah. Am Rav Shmuel, Loi Rabbi Meir Amma, Vein Enirois, Shema Klumhi. Shmuel asked the question, didn't Rabbi Meir say from the earlier Baisa, give a shekel, if they die, others should inherit in place of them, and his words are fulfilled, even if Rabbi Yochanan said from tradition, and not it seems, is this anything? We don't follow him against the Tana, because he's not the Tana. As we see, like Cain, Amar Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Seme, Habachor, Shetofu, Batal Vavayv. Didn't Rabbi Yossi say the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if wool of Habachor was mixed with Chulin wool, it is Batal in a majority. I see Rabbi Chia, Tzipuraya, Koimi Rabbi Imi, Litra, B'shmoyne, V'loi Hayrile, Dama Rabbi Yossi, Lai Masnisihi. And Rabbi Chia, Tzipuraya, brought in front of Rabbi Imi a litra of wool of Habachor mixed in eight, and he didn't rule for him to permit it, because Rabbi Yossi said, doesn't the Mishnah teach this? Ha'erig malei asit mitzem ha'bechor beveged yidalek ha'beged miseh ha'nozeh u'mipetach ha'mor basak yidlak asak. And we have a Mishnah in all of it that says, one who weaves a full sit, which is the length one can distance his thumb from his index finger, of wool of a bechor into a garment, the garment must be burned. If he wove this amount of hair of a nozeh or of a petach ha'mor into sackcloth, the sack must be burned. Adam Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan kasav ben betrila ben be'emsa ben besoif. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. Whether he wrote at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end, an expression of a gift, his words are fulfilled. Taman lezeh v'loshim matona, or lezeh v'loshim yerusha, from hacha kol echad ve'echad v'loshim matona, kol echad v'lechad, echad v'loshim yerusha. The answer is there, Rabbi Yochanan's law is that he wrote to this one an expression of a gift, and to this one an expression of inheritance, but here in the Mishnah, he wrote to each one an expression of a gift, and to each one an expression of inheritance. Of Chagai, by Koimei Rabbi Yossi, Ve'ein Echav La'Cheirim. Of Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, why does Rabbi Yossi say that the third party gives to her husband? Does he not cause a loss to others that would have inherited the money if she died and the third party still held it? Amalei, B'she'ein Sham Achim. Rabbi Yossi answered that the case is there are no brothers of his daughter who can inherit in such a case. Ve'ein achav l'achiv aviv. The Gemara asked, did he not cause a loss to his father's brothers? There are always other relatives who would have inherited. Rabbi Chananya, Berei Rabbi Hillel, Reitzehu, Betakonas, Bitoy, Yossi Mekroibov. Rabbi Chananya, Berei Rabbi Hillel answered, he wants to fix his daughter more than his more distant relatives. If she gives money to her husband, there will be Shalom Bayis. Hadron Lach, Perek, Metzias, Ha'isha.